Thank you. Thank you. eyes. Looking down at her before me, where he shuddered in the puddles and the muck. And he quietly addressed him. And he spoke. Street. You can see the bay underneath you, and you're just drifting. If you happen to be one of
squashed down to the bottom of the circle where you're seeing, you know, the whole of the ocean and everything drifting away from you until the earth just becomes this tiny little sphere and starts to disappear in the distance until you're surrounded by nothing but blackness. And you're floating. And now you're floating in this big huge pile of gooey clay that got mushed together. And as you float along, you look around and you can see these little stars over in the distance. Until we keep going so far this time that we get completely away from all of that, until there's nothing but blackness beyond even the scope of imagination. If there's an outside of the universe, we're floating out here in a completely different place. And as we float, we find that we're not really floating at all. We're actually rolling now. Like we're rolling on some kind of plane. And somehow, without ever really feeling any kind of impact, we landed on a plane. So the whole ball is rolling, and as it's rolling, it sort of starts to melt and come apart into little pieces, and then we find that we're all walking. And now we're not in a big ball anymore, but we're all just kind of walking next to each other, and we're all standing back again the way we were before, but something's different now. So everyone is walking on, and as they walk, these little balls come back down, and now it seems like you're back here. It seems like you're back in Orphan, but something's different, and that means nothing is that we have no arrived. Yes, we arrived in Bainbridge. And as we're standing here in Bainbridge, we're looking over, we see green fields, beautiful green fields and forests and mountains rising out of the forest. And over on the mountain, we see this little guy, and it's Colonel Foreman, and he's climbing up the mountain. Colonel Foreman is climbing up the mountain to get to the top of the mountain, and he's going to talk to the great knowledgeable Nicholas. And the great knowledgeable Nicholas is going to help Colonel Foreman find the Helping Friendly Book, which was stolen by the evil King Wilson. And the Helping Friendly Book is going to go back to all the people of Bainbridge and bring them back to living in peace and harmony with nature forever. And the way he's going to do it is, Nicholas now is calling on his friend, the famous Mockingbird. I hope you all followed all that. But here he comes now, the famous Mockingbird, flying on the sky. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be right back. in moments like these consume me and strengthen my will to appease. Passion that sparked me one terrible night, enshrined and persuaded my soul to the end.
to the road, the wind tries to shove you. train.